Boondocks Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you to access their websites. We do it for free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. All right, so start things out tonight here. Let's do an industry story, Mark. A story that relates to the radio business.
I love that.
Well, it's not a good story. Mm. It's kind of sad, actually. Sacramento, California, a woman who competed, according to the Associated Press, in a radio station's contest to see how much water she could drink without going to the bathroom, died of water intoxication.
It does happen.
The coroner's office said on Saturday. Jennifer Strange, who's 28, was found dead Friday in her suburban Rancho Cordova home hours after taking part in the Hold Your Wee for a Wee contest, in which KDND 107.9 promised a Nintendo Wii video game system for the winner. She said to one of our supervisors that she was on her way home and her head was hurting real bad, said Laura Rios, one of Strange's co-workers at Radiological Associates of Sacramento. She was crying, and that was the last that anyone heard from her. It wasn't immediately known how much water Strange consumed. A preliminary investigation found evidence, quote, consistent with a water intoxication death. How much do you have to drink to get that to happen? I mean, I know that I feel all kind of messed up. If I drink a lot and I haven't gone to the bathroom in a while, I feel kind of just off. And so I can imagine that times 100 or something could kill you.
I've never experienced this, so I don't know what it's like, but I do know that it happens. As a matter of fact, raver kids, the ones, you know, taking ecstasy and sometimes will, you know, sometimes this will be what kills them.
I guess so, yeah. John Gary, the vice president and marketing manager for Entercom in Sacramento, the station's owner, said station personnel were stunned when they heard of Strange's death. That's because they don't, you know, who thinks that there's such a thing as water intoxication?
I can imagine it would be a surprise.
Yeah.
I happen to know that it exists, and I wouldn't have put this little...
That contest
on. Yeah. Water seems like something that would be very, very safe. And
you wouldn't even think you'd have to have them sign waivers or anything for this.
You wouldn't. As far as I'm concerned, the station shouldn't have to have them sign waivers.
Right.
The simple fact that they were having a contest is, it's secondary to the fact that they chose to drink that water.
It's true. They say they're waiting information that will help explain how the tragic event occurred. He said initially contestants were handed 8-ounce bottles of water to drink every 15 minutes. They were small little half-pint bottles, so we thought that it was going to be easy, said fellow contestant James Ibarra of Woodland. They told us, if you don't feel like you can do this, then don't put your health at risk. Ibarra said he quit after drinking 5 bottles. My bladder couldn't handle it anymore.
It was 15 minutes, right?
15 minutes. One every 15 minutes is what they had to drink.
Well,
so 8 ounces every 15
It doesn't
minutes.
Seem to me, that seems doesn't seem like nearly enough to cause water intoxication, but... or hyperhidratization or something like that, I believe its medical name is. Anyway, hyperhydration.
After he quit, though, the remaining contestants, including Ms. Strange, were given even bigger bottles to drink. Ibarra said, I was talking to her, and she was a very nice lady. She was telling me about her family, her 3 kids, and how she was doing it for her kids. And now her kids, I don't know, do you think they got the Wii out of all this?
I imagine they did, but I don't think that it's, I think that it's nothing compared
Mom's
to their
dead.
Mom. Yeah.
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 That's really sad, man.
I don't even know. She did win, right?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Oh, my gosh.
She just died after the contest.
Man, how awful.
In her home.
Not that winning would have made it really much different.
No, certainly not.
Winning is better, though.
It's just a tragic, tragic story. You don't often hear that people perishing in radio station wacky contests. And so that's why I figured I'd bring you that story. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Another short one from Tennessee. This one's more bad news. A Tennessee legislator introduced Friday a proposal that would curb over-the-air broadcast and cable television advertising for adult entertainment products that the state deems obscene.
Great.
Senate Bill 14 was drafted by Senator Doug Jackson from Dixon, who said he was specifically bothered by late-night ads from Santa Monica, California-based Mantra Entertainment that peddles softcore porn. Commercials like those promoting Girls Gone Wild are clearly supporting an obscene product, Jackson said in a statement Friday. These products
doesn't seem clear to me.
These products are illegal under Tennessee law, and we have a clear interest in preventing their advertising. Jackson's bill not only targets those types of ads on public airwaves, but paid subscription cable systems and satellite systems as well. This man is out of his mind. Because how is this going to be possible? There's... If you're originating programming in another state entirely, for instance, I mean, that's like the equivalent of saying, Free Talk Live, you guys can't run those free state project commercials anymore. They're obscene. But if you tell Free Talk Live, or in this case, HBO or whoever it is, HBO doesn't run ads, but who would run these ads? The
USA Network?
USA Network. Okay, great example. You tell USA Network, okay, you can't run these ads in Tennessee. Well, USA Network's just going to say, okay, well, then in that case, you're going to have to make sure that the cable providers in Tennessee right. aren't running our programs, because we can't go and put up another satellite channel just for the receivers in Tennessee,
can't.
Just for the people living under your jurisdiction. So this is going to be very, very difficult to enforce. His bill not only targets, again, you could easily target the broadcasters, the ones with a stick, mm-hmm. the ones with the antennas. Them you could mess with. But the cable providers, you can't have somebody sitting there monitoring a channel all day and all night just to see if a Girls Gone Wild spot is going to come up at 2:30 in the morning. And you can't expect them to send an affidavit with all of the spots that they're running, all the commercials that they're running, in advance to each cable provider to say, be ready to black this out at 2:30 a.m., 15 minutes after the hour or something like that. You can't do that. I mean, the logistics of this is insane. But he thinks it's obscene, Mark, so legislation is the answer. Oh. Now, is it obscene? I mean, even that's another question. Obscenity, of course, is in the eye of the beholder. Obviously, this guy is a little bit perverted, and he thinks that
right,
Girls
boobs.
Gone Wild is obscene. Yeah, that's all that is. It's nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, I don't think there's much sex that goes on in those videos.
Oh, I don't think there's any.
It's
and
pretty
I don't
much girls getting naked.
I don't think that there's any nakedness in the pant area. I think we're talking about nakedness.
Really?
Yeah, just topless nakedness.
I would be a little bit aggravated if all I got was toplessness and I purchased that video.
That's all they're advertising.
Well, if you've seen the television at night, he says, you can't help but see these suggestive, disgusting commercials advertising a product that's clearly obscene in nature. We want Girls Gone Wild and their obscenity-laden products off our airwaves. Oh. Well, wait a minute. He says, off our airwaves. But in the case of... Now, a socialist could make an argument that the airwaves are indeed public and ours. Of course, we can.
And somebody
that.
Who doesn't think about it, you know, doesn't put any thought into the airwaves argument, could say that the airwaves are ours, publicly owned.
I could see how they were approaching that, but there's no way that you could claim that the cable system is yours. That's owned by Time Warner, or Comcast, or Adelphia, or whoever it is that owns the cable system in your area. They paid to put those lines in. They paid for their receivers and their transmitters and their signal to transmitter links and all of those things. Those are private investors involved there. And the same thing with radio stations and the television stations as well. The point is, they're not your airwaves, sir. They're not anybody but those who bought the transmitters. You just get to listen and watch.
Well, you know, that doesn't say you're not even addressing the cable company's interest in this. I mean, the cable company, it's their wire strung
that's
on
what I'm
their
saying.
Poles.
Right.
It's not even airwaves.
Well, that's what I said. They paid for the cables.
I'm sorry.
Same thing with DirecTV and all the other DBS broadcasters. It's their satellite. It's their transponders. They're paying either for the satellite and having it launched, or they're paying to rent space on the satellite. This is private property, my friend, but he's going to pass a bill to legislate it. The bill also amends the blah, blah, blah language regarding the distribution of adult material, streamlining it with the federal record-keeping rule of 2257. If passed by the Senate and signed by Tennessee's governor, the bill could become law by July. So get ready, Tennessee. No more Girls Gone Wild commercials on your airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves. And, of course, just the definition of obscenity is so nebulous, it's so vague, that these people can get away with these things. These legislators can get away with passing all sorts of... And to me, the legislation is obscene. That's how I feel about this. I feel like it's obscene to tell private business owners what they can and can't do with their lines and transmitters and satellite transponders. And it's disgusting. 800-259-9231. The demise of trophy wives coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. So do enjoy those. They're free. freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Well, is it the war on drugs? Register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers are to include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. And to get registered, that's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So, let's go to London. And ABC News reporting on a new trend, the demise of the trophy wife. And I think this is just fantastic news, personally.
Okay.
I personally don't care much for gold diggers, and that's what this article is all about. This is the latest dispatch from a battlefield where casualties are counted in the millions each year. Most wars, including, it's hoped, the one in Iraq, end eventually. This conflict thunders on and on throughout the centuries. The only thing that changed, or the only things that change, are the weapons, the tactics, and the cost of losing a battle. It's the war of the sexes, and it's just taken another fascinating twist. According to a newly published British-based economic study, the trophy wife, that controversial symbol of success and prowess for men with money, also known as the domestic goddess, could soon become a thing of the past. David Blackaby, a professor of economics at Swansea University in South Wales, United Kingdom, told ABC News, quote, "What we're seeing now is a sordid mating, which is like marrying like. For example, get-up-and-go men are more inclined these days to marry get-up-and-go women. People are also marrying people from the same skill groups. That means more and more men are marrying women with whom they have something basic, something postmodern in common. They both earn salaries. So, according to the study, the gender pay gap is closing. In the 1970s, according to the study, for every 1,000 hours worked, men were paid 45% more than women were. By the year 2002, women had narrowed the gap and men were on average making 25% more than their female counterparts. Also, by the 1980s, 50% of married women held salary jobs, and by the mid-90s, 70% of married women had careers outside the home. The study suggests there are fewer and fewer stay-at-home wives, and the ranks of those so-called trophy wives are getting thinner and thinner. The possible reasons for this might tell us something about the current state of the war of the sexes." Blackaby told ABC News the reason for the change from the 80s is that women are taking advantage of less discrimination in the workplace. Family size has been reduced, so women don't need as much time off for childbearing. And those who work continuously know that they can achieve pay equality if they don't take time off. Nannies are being employed, and the children are being sent to private schools. ABC News spoke to Dan Church, 32, from Surrey, England. He co-founded the headhunter firm Hydrogen Group and is married to Olivia Stockdale, who runs Iberian International, a property consultancy. Says, we both decided that we were going to marry. We were both headstrong in our careers, both independent. We both had our own lives. I think the key to our marriage is that we still have that independence. My wife and I can encourage each other and still have our own stuff to do outside the marriage. Because we both work, we also have a better lifestyle. And I personally can relate to this to an extent because I think it's important, and this is how my relationship is. I think it's important for both people in a relationship to remain individuals and to hold on to their property individually. So, for instance, my car is my car. Now, my girlfriend can use my car, and there's certain parameters that will surround that, but we don't co-own the car together. Similarly, we don't co-own the house together either. It's my house. And so I think it's important to keep those things separate, and I think that's what they're touching on here, because if you get into a relationship and you've got, essentially, you're just giving things to this other person, you're going to spoil them. And that, I think, is something you don't want to do. You don't want to start out a relationship by spoiling the other person. And if you do start out a relationship by spoiling the other person, then that's going to be hard to get away from in the long run. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Oh, I see where you're coming from. I might have some disputes mm-hmm. with how it is that you are talking about one should run their domestic life.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, families function as a unit. I mean, there's things that need to be done, especially if you have kids. In your particular case, you're snipped, so you're not going to mm-hmm. have kids unless you decide to adopt them, which
right.
you may very well decide to do later in life. But you know, there's things that need to be done cooperatively when you're living in a home and when you're in a relationship. And it seems to me that some of those things can be difficult. I mean, for instance, you're going to have a contract for who cleans when. You're going to have a contract for who cooks when. You're going to have a contract for who pays for what food. You're going to have, there's agreements that would have to be put in place for all these things rather than a simple, situation as let's pool our money and let's buy stuff.
I don't think that's so simple. I think you're making it sound like it's simple, but it's actually simpler the original way. You make it sound like there are a bunch of contracts involved when, in fact, there's just a simple agreement that says who does what. And when you pool money together, then things get messy.
Things do get messy, absolutely.
Right. But because it's more complicated.
It's more complicated to extract yourself from it. It's not complicated to die married.
I see what you're saying, but it can lead, in my opinion, to more complications in that if you're pooling money together and one person is taking more money out and the other person doesn't feel like they should be taking as much as that other person is taking, that could cause some conflict.
It certainly does. Relationships can have a very difficult time when one person's a saver and one person's a spender.
Right. I could see myself getting very angry about that sort of thing, which is why I don't combine those.
I think it's best to look at the specific scenario and design something that works for the couple, between pooling money and between having separate arrangements. For instance, with my wife and I own our cars. Mm-hmm. I just bought a car to replace the car that she wrecked. Well, I was in the car also, but she happened to be driving. So I just purchased a car to replace that car.
Right.
The fact that she was driving, I didn't charge her money for the difference between what the insurance company paid me and what she, what I felt the value of the vehicle was. I don't think that would be fair. You know, why wasn't I driving? I purchased the insurance. Yeah. She didn't. You know, maybe her insurance company would have given me the value of, the full value of the vehicle. So I don't think that it's entirely fair to, separate things. I don't think that things being separated completely is going to lead to a particularly
I agree with you,
well-connected relationship. I don't think they're going to be, there's not going to be a lot of trust. There's not going to be a lot of feeling loved, and that's how I feel about it.
I see where you're coming from on that, and I don't think that we separate everything completely, but for the most part, there is mostly total separation,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's plenty of love to go around. There's no issues with money, and I think
that's why I think it should be separate for different couples.
Right. I think that obviously you should look at it for yourself and mm-hmm. see how you feel about it. The reason I'm throwing this out there is because it is a different idea. The traditional way of doing things is to pool everything together,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like that's just bad. Well, enter the toxic wife. It's a term used by Tara Winter Wilson, a freelance writer for the Daily Telegraph in London, who sides with men on an issue tailor-made to stir up emotions, righteousness, and indignation on both sides. And that is the trophy wife, the toxic wife, as she puts it. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And Fred's call is on the way as well, with an update on the Ed and Elaine Brown case in New Hampshire, the so-called tax dodgers who are being prosecuted right now by the federal government. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on there for free at updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
Well, we were going to go to Fred, but he dropped off the line. So I just figure I'll give you the quick update on what's going on with the Ed and Elaine Brown trial, and then we'll get back into Trophy Wives. But apparently what has happened is Elaine, the wife, went to court today.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she was trying to still cut a deal with the prosecutors. And Ed stayed home. Word is he said he's going to shoot anybody that tries to come arrest him.
Good Lord.
So that's where it stands at the moment. We'll continue to give you updates as we learn more. We're talking about trophy wives, or toxic wives, as Tara Winter Wilson calls them in an ABC News article taking place over in London, England. She's a freelance writer for the Daily Telegraph, and she sides with men. She sums up her hypothesis, quote, "Rich men have finally cottoned on to the sinister side of the stay-at-home wife. Unless you marry an equal who's going to pay her own way, you'll end up with a lazy, indulgent, over-pampered slug, for the transition from trophy wife to toxic wife is as fast as the end result is furious." Winter Wilson says she knew, quote, "many men of my age and acquaintance who become deeply bitter and disappointed about how their wives have changed since they hung up their work clothes." She spoke with one man who complained, quote, "My wife gives over the whole of the weekend to pursuing what she calls me time. She goes to retreats, yoga, mini breaks, a spa, a health farm, even art classes, all of which I pay for, of course. And what do I get back in return? Nothing." So, going on testimony from Winter Wilson's male friends, fear of ending up with a toxic wife might also motivate some men to seek out self-supporting spouses these days. No statistics prove or disprove that thesis, but I can say that it definitely motivates me.
Same here. I wouldn't want a wife that didn't have a job, in the same way that I couldn't operate mentally. I would deteriorate and be upset and depressed if I didn't have a job to do most of the day. You know, I mean, I take breaks from the work that I do during the day, selling Free Talk Live, the advertisements, sure, that kind of thing. But, you know, at the same time, I need to have that work in order to keep my mind active, to keep me happy and my feelings buoyed.
Just think about what the trophy wife is, though. I mean, the trophy wife is nothing but something to show off, right? It's a trophy wife. You have one of those because you're rich and you can get a very attractive lady. Right? That's the purpose of a trophy wife, is to have somebody very attractive with which you can hopefully have sexual interactions with.
Right.
That's the purpose of them. Because they're probably not going to spend any time in the kitchen. They're probably not going to do anything that wifely beyond spreading their legs. And that's why guys go after trophy wives. So they can take them to their parties and show them off.
It sounds like this gentleman you were just reading about, she's gone all weekend long at different retreats and that kind of thing.
Right.
Doesn't sound like he's even getting his the wifely benefits.
True, because, I mean, why should she? I mean, she's not required to do anything. She can just, she's married to the guy. She knows that if there's a divorce, she's going to take him to the bank. And that's the other problem here, is it doesn't make sense. Like, there's no logic to having a trophy wife. Think about it. Even though you've got a lot of money, you probably want to keep some of your money. So you want to have this attractive lady around. So you get this attractive lady in. She's, maybe you're in your 40s, and she's in her 20s. So you get this attractive young woman, and she comes in there, and she has sex with you often enough to where you're pleased with your purchase, so to speak. And then, eventually, this woman is going to get older, and she's going to inevitably lose her attractiveness. She's not going to be a pretty 20-year-old anymore. And so then you've lost your trophy wife. Now you've got an old trophy wife who's still mooching off your wallet and not actually doing anything in return, and you're now upset because you originally just wanted some hottie to have sex with, and now you've got an old bag on your hands. What do you want to do? Get rid of her? Well, she's going to take you to the cleaners in the divorce settlements. You go cheat on her? Well, you could do that. Then you're going to get an even deeper S if she finds out.
Well,
so really, it's all it is based on looks. And whenever you go into a relationship based on looks, I think you're going to have trouble. If that's all your relationship is based on, you're aiming for some hard times. And I just think it's a bad idea in general to go after trophy
wife. I would agree with you. You know, obviously, this is a situation that, to some extent or another, defies logic. There is no logic behind what attracts people to other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there. You know, it's some kind of, you know, biology, and that's what's going on. Like, let's take Larry King, for example.
Okay.
I don't know how many wives he's had, but let's pick a number, 6.
Okay, has he had a lot?
He's had a lot of wives, and I think 6 may be correct. Somebody will inevitably email in and tell me that it was, in fact, 7 or 5. But I'm close. I'm within striking distance.
All right, and your point?
Larry King has to have figured out in his, 105? in his 100 years that having wives costs him money. Every time he gets divorced, he gives them, you know, a mansion and a couple of cars.
Right.
But for some reason, he continues to go on, marrying young, I assume young, I don't really even know, but I would let's make an assumption here, young women.
6 wives.
That he finds attractive.
5 divorces.
Right. And, giving them houses and cars.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that he would have figured it out after wife 3 or 4.
You'd think.
That, hey, I've got a pattern here, and if I'm going to stick with this pattern, I better come up with a new system because this pattern's costing me a lot of money.
Maybe it doesn't cost enough. Maybe it's no big deal. If you got so much, maybe they're just drops in the bucket. But
maybe.
It wouldn't seem that way to me.
Seems like a lot to me.
It seems like the courts rule in the wife's favor in many divorce cases. And either way, it still doesn't really feel emotionally fulfilling. Like the whole concept. Even if it was just a drop in the bucket. Oh, lose a car, lose a house. No big deal. But really, is that all that life is about? Is having someone pretty to have sex with? I don't think that's the case.
You know,
that's a 13-year-old's view of the world.
Well,
or a 17-year-old.
You know, I can say that I've fought this particular battle with myself.
Yeah.
You know, the difference between having attractive women and having a life mate. I've got to say that, you know, I think I've got the perfect wife as far as a match goes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't always thought that I wanted to be married. You know, I think there's something beautiful about the idea that you're going to have, you know, that there's somebody that's going to stick with you till the end of time, for you at least.
Sure.
And, you know, be there and share memories with you and perhaps build a family, those kind of things. I think that there's something beautiful about
that. I absolutely agree. But bringing that person into your life simply because she's pretty...
Well,
that's going to do nothing but bring you problems.
I would concur that I think, is simply not going to work.
And I think that it's good news, essentially, that this news story is pointing out that finally relationships are drifting away from this. Finally, people are getting together based on their needs in life, based on what they actually want to accomplish in life. And I think that that's really good. I think it's really good news. For the world, if maybe not the world, but the United Kingdom and the United States, perhaps.
I think it's good news. I don't think that there's going to be anything that's going to stop the trophy wife phenomenon entirely.
Probably not. There will always be horny guys.
There will. And
and women willing to take advantage of
it. It's going
to
be some time before the, maybe not the gender gap in earnings changes, but, you know, men seem to be more driven in the career area than women do. I'm making a really broad generalization here, but if you look at the top CEOs, mostly men.
Well, now that's not fair, Mark, because
the vast majority of men
have been more career driven over time,
right.
And that's why more men are in higher upper echelon positions than women. So that's not a fair comparison, but the statistics
men
do
don't
show
have babies either, and it doesn't draw them out of the workplace.
It's true. The statistics do show that more women are becoming more career minded, but
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, statistics also show that given their druthers, women would prefer, most women in America at least, would prefer to stay home and take care of kids. So there's still that other draw away from the working world as well. But either way...
I don't think staying home and taking care of kids is not having a job. I think that is having a job.
Good point. 800-259-9231, but you're not making a paycheck. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give them away, that we do ask for your voluntary support in the form of becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and do what over 320 of our listeners have done so far, and that is become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. The program's simple. The idea is you send us the $3 a month, we turn it around into promoting the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, getting on more internet connections around the world, and it's working. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about what it's what the program does, how it works, and the perks that you'll get. amp.freetalklive.com. So do you have a trophy wife? Are you a trophy wife? Will you admit that to us? And that's what we've been talking about for the past couple segments here on the show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Also, just relationships in general, and the right way and the wrong way, in our opinion, my opinion, your opinion, which aren't the same, Mark, the right way and wrong ways to get into and run relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that something we've definitely agreed on so far tonight is that having a trophy wife, bad idea. Real bad.
Yep, I don't see that that's going to be, I don't think that's going to make people happy in general. I don't think that it's going to work out unless you're, you know, you make so much money and you're such an upper class individual that people not working in your family, it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, that would really get to me.
I don't have
just someone just sitting around eating bonbons all day.
I'm not sure that would be happening. The bonbons necessarily, but you know, with doing something productive, maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I mean, some of them would get on you know, not-for-profit or boards and that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. and do some stuff for the community. But I don't know. I mean, I like to me, it's important being from a middle class upbringing that I could respect my mate as a partner, and. I wouldn't be able to respect a mate that didn't have a job of some sort. Now, when there's a child in the mix, I think that for a period of time, it makes sense for the individual to stay home.
Well, that would be an agreement in advance.
Right.
I mean, that would be something you would set up and agree to, and that's understandable. If you're going to have a kid, there's certain things that have to happen, and that's one of those things. It's certainly better to do that than to have a nanny or something or an alternative option.
I like the idea of one of the pair taking care of the child. I think that they care more for it. I won't be very good at that. In my case, it will be my wife. I also like the idea of one of the pair teaching the child, homeschooling the child. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I've put, you know, I've separated the wife from work by somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years, unless she gets some kind of part-time job or that kind of thing.
But nonetheless, in being in a relationship where it's a give and take on both sides, where both individuals are benefiting from being with that other person, instead of one being a constant drain on the other from beginning to end, there's a huge difference there. And it's going to go a long, long way towards quality of life, towards being happy and content with what you have. And I just don't even see... I don't even see how the trophy wife could be content with her life. It would seem to me to be completely vapid and empty.
Both you and I are really, really driven, you know, and having work defines us. Of course, we don't understand what that would be like.
Mm.
Absolutely. But I can tell you that I was in a relationship with a girl for a year who her goal... I can tell you her goal was to, I was maybe 10, 12, 13 years older than her, I'm not sure exactly. Her goal was to find a guy who was going to take care of her so she didn't have to work. And
there are guys out there like that.
Absolutely
there are. My girlfriend used to work at a restaurant down in Florida, and she would be, she's in her early 20s. She would be propositioned by men in their 50s and older.
Sure.
Who would just come right out and say, hey, why don't you just come home and come out and live with me, and I'll take care of you.
Yep, you don't have to do anything.
Right, you'd have to jump
yes.
phones.
That's about it.
Right.
So.
And you'd go out there and you'd jump his bones whenever he wanted you to, and then eventually he'd pass away, and hopefully he'd leave you with something. You'd be like an Anna Nicole Smith at that point.
Well, if you're
not
the wife,
very satisfying.
If you're the wife, you're going to, in all likelihood, there's state laws to how much you get a certain amount of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also you get all the joint property.
I see.
So
I would say no to that. She said no to it, of course, because she's an individual who also has a lot of pride in what she does, and she's she works hard, and she likes doing what.
Mm-hmm.
Likes working, and
it gives you freedom.
Right.
Obviously, it gives one freedom. You make your own money. You can then make your own decisions. And if
exactly.
that decision is that I don't want to be in this relationship any longer, you're not stuck.
Great
a
point.
A lot of wives are stuck
because they don't have the skills or they don't have the income to go out, strike out on their own.
Right.
Say they get fed up with their man, or their man's even worse, beating them or something like that, and they don't feel like they can go anywhere because they're helpless.
Now, you've checkmated a particular decision that most couples, are looking at for their lives. You've gone ahead and gotten snipped, and you don't mm-hmm. think you're going to have kids. I'm not 100% convinced.
I'm not having kids.
I understand.
It's not possible.
Well, it's not possible for you to have your own progeny,
right.
But it is possible for you to adopt if you so choose. And I'm not.
Correct.
I'm not sure that you're not going to come to a point in your life where that's a good idea. Where you don't think that's a good idea.
Sure, it could get bored.
But when you bring kids into the mix, it changes things. Entirely.
And that's what you're looking at.
Currently it is, and what you're looking at currently is I want a roommate who I can have sex with.
Can we talk about your little baby thing that
you
got
mean?
Planned? Your contract?
My wife and I are putting together a contract
right.
so that we can, whether or not, so that we can have kids.
Just for those of you out there who have had kids before or have them currently, do you think that Mark is going to be successful in his negotiations? Mark is attempting to negotiate a contract that will make it so he doesn't have to change any diapers.
Mm. I know you don't believe this.
You think that you can
that's
agree?
That's incorrect. You're misinforming the audience.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with changing diapers.
Yeah.
I have a problem with changing diapers.
At 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.
I think you can contract out of that.
I absolutely
and
am
I'm
certain
telling
of
you
it.
That it's not going to work.
I'm certain of it.
I'm telling you that I haven't had kids. I don't know, but I just... I'd
you
love
haven't
to
had my wife, is what I'm telling you.
I'd love to hear from... you haven't had kids with your wife yet.
Look, this woman had a cat. Tibbet was its name. And she inherited it from someone when it was 13 or 14 years old. The cat was crippled and infirm the whole time she had it. She would get up... 2 times an evening. The cat couldn't hold down its food for
right.
very long. She would get up 2 times an evening to heat up in the microwave the soft cat food, the canned cat food. And then she would prepare it and give it to the cat. I cannot imagine for a moment doing this. The cat would die if that's was the case. But, that's
I just
her.
Think you're in for a little surprise.
Okay.
That's all. And I'd like to hear from somebody who's been in a relationship with children.
But they haven't been in a relationship with my wife.
I understand.
But if they had a similar agreement and if it was broken. Though I don't know if anybody's ever had that agreement before. I don't know. That's unusual.
I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
Usually,
I'm not interested in
usually
that.
The agreement is a trade-off. Like, you go upstairs one night, then she goes upstairs the next night to take care of the kid, and it's a trade-off. So I don't know if anyone's ever tried to do it your way, and if you have,
so
I'd love to hear about it.
If you believe that someone could be successful in a trade-off every other night, then how do you not believe that I could be successful in negotiating this into the contract? I'm willing to have kids if...
Yeah,
it's just a negotiation.
That's all.
I understand.
Maybe
I'll end up getting up a night or two, but I won't. You know, I wouldn't hold it against her if it was. You know, like what if she's ill? What if she's had the flu?
Yeah,
something like that.
I'm
getting up.
That's nice of you.
But you know, I'm sincerely hoping that there's no postpartum that's involved here and that she's depressed for months.
Isn't there postpartum in many, many cases, like to some extent, not necessarily suicidal murdering kind of postpartum, but to some extent?
I can't say I'm entirely well-read on the subject of postpartum.
Yeah, that's why I question it, Mark, because it's one thing to say in advance what's going to happen with taking care of the kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other thing when the chemicals get involved.
You know,
a whole other thing.
Most women do just fine.
Yeah, I understand that, but they do go crazier when they do get crazy when they have the pregnancy thing.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that you know, the ones that I've met have always, you know, I've met from a cursory standpoint. I've never lived with cohabitated with a pregnant woman, so what do I know?
800-259-9231, your relationship tips and advice, experiences, trophy wives, have you had them? Are you one? David Rosenblatt, a 44-year-old businessman, when asked how it felt to be married to his equal, or perhaps you're more than equal, he says, fantastic. It brings in a lot of money. It's wonderful. The businessman from Liverpool, England, and his wife, he's a businessman, she runs a spa. What's the secret to their marriage success? He says, it's a give and take. He said, we're both busy, and it's important to find time for each other and for the family. In any event, if, as the new study suggests, husbands and wives are getting closer and closer to equality at work and equality in their financial responsibilities, could the long-running war of the sexes be nearing a ceasefire? Maybe.
Well, you know, that reminds me of a situation I knew with a girlfriend's parents. Is the husband had a very successful business, and the wife had a not nearly successful business, and he basically, his business pumped money into hers.
Subsidized.
But she kept busy, and she didn't, you know, handled employees, so I'm...
800-259-9231 is the packet 8 toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 2 is on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.